Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good morning, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Hours to Protect, our monthly series on climate change and climate action. As it's back to school time, later we'll be hearing from Patrick Jackson, the man behind Picker Pals, a free programme for primary school children focused on environmental stewardship, learning and fun. Shortly we'll be talking with Pat Neville from Quilcha, who will tell us about the Leave No Trace, Love This Space campaign, a set of guidelines designed to help recreation users act responsibly in the outdoors. But first, and in keeping with the theme, Sunshine's Jane McNamara recently spoke to local students about their attitude to litter and what they feel needs to be done to address the problem.
Litter can be found in many areas, on streets, in playgrounds, across green spaces. It's something we all walk past, including children. For this week's Hours to Protect, I asked a group of young people how they feel when they see litter in their locality.
When I'm with my friends and stuff, I try not to litter. But if I saw like a random stranger littering, I wouldn't pick up their litter because it's like it's not my responsibility. But what my friends did, I'd pick it up or I'd tell them to pick it up.
If I'm on the beach and I see litter near to where I am, I would pick it up because it's just such a pity to see it lying there. It's going to get taken away by the ocean and then affect marine wildlife. So I think that litter picking can actually be like a really community thing. Like, it's not just like a chore, it could actually be something really nice that brings people together.
Yeah, I see it a lot in my estate. There's usually always corners with loads of like litter in it, and it's not good.
Do you think we litter less because of the bottle and can scheme?
Yeah, I think there's less littering going on because people are pressured to bring it home for their parents to collect it, to return for money.
There should be bins in the States because they're usually just around the town, but I think most of it is in like areas, like the states that you live in.
It should be more normalised to have bins in less public areas if they want to keep people from littering. Because if there's only bins and far distances, sometimes people don't want to have to carry their litter for that long.
Who is littering the most?
I think it depends on how you're brought up. If your household seems to make it a serious issue, then you're going to be like, oh, right, I can't do this. But if your household is more like relaxed about it, you might not think twice about littering.
Would you litter yourself?
No, there's litter everywhere. It's all over my community, and now I wouldn't litter myself.
And when you see some littering, would you say it to them or would you pick it up?
I wouldn't do either.
Do you see a lot of litter on the streets and the roads?
A lot, yeah, I do.
What items are you seeing?
Like cans, like wrappers of sweets and stuff, mostly.
Is it young people or older people that you think are littering more?
I'd say more young, but it's still a little bit of both.
What could we do to reduce the litter we see on the streets?
Probably put more bins around.
Why would anybody litter? The wind picks it up, the animals eat it, they will die. Then, in 2 years' time, if we keep on doing this, we will have a way different world.
Teenagers, they litter too much.
What could we do to stop people your age from littering?
Maybe push it more in schools, like just make it maybe harsher penalties, maybe you get put in prison for a night or something.
We all have to say at the one time,
stop littering!
Yeah, come on, 3, 2, 1.
Stop littering!
Their answers cut straight to the point. They don't like litter, they don't accept it, and they want to see change. From these young people's point of view, keeping a place clean should be the simplest thing in the world, and they can't understand why more of us don't do it.
Indeed. Sunshine's Jane McNamara. Well, we're joined now by Pat Neville from Quilcha to talk about Love This Place, Leave No Trace, a public awareness campaign from Leave No Trace Ireland and its partners, including Quilcha, which calls on the public to exercise renewed care and responsibility when outdoors. Pat, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Before we find out more about the campaign, can you give us an overview, a reminder perhaps, of what Quilcha is and what exactly Quilcha is responsible for?
So Quilcha are Ireland's state forest company. We manage all the state-owned forests of Ireland. Quilcha are the largest landowner. 7% of the country are over 1 million acres of forest and land right across the country. It's about 6,000 forests. There's certainly a forest, not only in every county, but in every parish in Ireland. So Quilcha are widespread around the country of Ireland. We manage the forest to help with climate change, to help protect nature, to produce wood, to build low-carbon houses of the future, and to attract people in as well. We have an open forest policy where we welcome people to come into the forest and leave no trace when they're in there.
Leave no trace. And that brings us to this initiative, the Leave No Trace campaign. So give us an overview of what Leave No... Now, it does sound very very obvious, basically.
Yeah, it does.
What's leave in no trace of you when you go anywhere. But tell us more about it.
Yeah, so the campaign is in its fifth year. It's called Love This Place, Leave No Trace. And essentially, it's calling on the public to come together to protect Ireland's outdoors, our heritage, our natural heritage and our cultural heritage. So more people, I suppose, than ever are using the outdoors, which is great. But the more of us that go outdoors, there's the potential to have an impact on the environment. So what the campaign is about is asking us to think about our impact on the outdoors and do simple little things to help protect the outdoors. So this year, it's focusing on three main actions. So it's asking people to be responsible with their dogs. I can say a bit more about that. Protect wildlife in wild places and to stay on the path. And we in Quilt would always say, particularly in the summer, be very careful with fires as well. So that's what the campaign is about this year. And we're partnered with Leave No Trace Ireland, who are running the campaign. And there's a number of other partners. I think it's Department of Rural Community Development and the Gaeltacht. There is OPW, Sport Ireland, Waterways Ireland, and some county councils like Cork City, Clare, Galway and Wicklow. So they've come together, we're arranging the campaign and we're asking people to think about the impacts it might have. So dogs, it's a really good one. I have a couple of dogs myself. There's nothing nicer.
As I have a dog, yeah. And there's nothing nicer than, I'm probably going to complete what you were going to say there, than going out with your dog, maybe even letting your dog off lead so they can go and have a sniff around and have exercise and it's so lovely. But
There's a few unintended consequences if we're not careful. Dogs can have very significant impacts, both on wildlife and livestock. So sheep have their lambs and they're very protective and very nervous, and we let our dog off the lead for a few minutes and it runs away out of sight and we think it's having a great time, and maybe for those 30 seconds it chased the poor sheep and the lambs around the field and terrified the life out of them, or sometimes a few dogs together might even nip them or do worse. So it's important to keep the dogs on a lead. Unfortunately, that's the livestock, but also wildlife. So particularly the places we like to bring the dogs to, the beach is a good example. We let them off and they run down to the beach and chase the birds away, and the birds just fly down and we think nothing of it. But if a dog comes on every 10 minutes or every 5 minutes or every minute and chases those birds again and again and again, they'll eventually run out of steam. They become stressed, they can't feed properly, disturbs their young. So some species like red grouse, hen harrier, golden plover, curlew, they're very, very scarce in Ireland. And if we can all think about keeping our dogs on the lead during those summer months, it can make a really big difference to those species. Last thing to say about dogs, and it's a bit gross, but it's the dog poop.
Clean up after your dog. And you know what? It still absolutely flabbergasts me, Pat, when I go out with my dog to see people who do not clean up after their dogs.
Yeah, and like you, I can't believe that people don't pick up the dog poop. And then sometimes people pick it up and bag it.
And then they throw it away.
And they leave it on the trail or tie it on a tree, weirdly, and think that...
What is that about?
I don't know. So I know it's a little bit gross to carry a bag of dog poo. And there's some solutions around. You can buy these little neoprene bags and put the dog poo in it. Or I see people have clever things on dog harnesses, a little pocket where you can put it in and then dispose it when you go home.
And some parks and woods do have actual...
Dog poo containers.
They do, exactly.
To put them in. So we'd ask people to really do that because it's not only unpleasant, it's dangerous too. There's lots of bacteria and other horrible things in it. So if we can be careful, keep our dog on a lead and pick up after it, the world will be a much, much better place as well. The next thing is to think about protecting wildlife and wild places. And a good way to do that is to stick on the path. So when we go to the wood, particularly in a forest, there's a lovely walking trail and we can stay on it. And when we stay on the trail, we minimise the erosion left and right. And there can be birds that are really cleverly camouflaged, might be a metre or two away from us and we won't even see them. But if we wander off the path, we increase erosion, so we'll damage the plants that live there and we might disturb the birds. So one great way to protect wildlife and wild places is to stay on the path. And if you see creatures, we don't necessarily have to walk right up to them all the time. They don't always appreciate that. Get the phone out, zoom in. So give them their distance and be considerate to them. So that's always really, really good advice. And then from the forest perspective, are fires, Carol. So we've had, I think, over 60 forest fires already in Quilcha this year. So the cause of ignition is always man-made. Even a small little fire can have very, very serious consequences. So if we're all really good and careful and think about it, and that's what the campaign is about. It's asking us to think about what we do, tell our friends and families and try and spread the good word that the outdoors is there. It's brilliant to reconnect, but can we do it more responsibly? And to think about things we don't do. Leave No Trace have 7 principles that they ask us to think about before we go in the outdoors. So whether we're going camping or swimming, whether we're walking the dog, whether we're going for a walk in the forest or even down to the beach, plan ahead and prepare. So think about the weather, be considerate of others. So if you're on a track, maybe stand aside and let people pass you by. Respect of farm animals and wildlife, we said a bit about that. Travel and camp responsibly. Mm. We see after the bank holiday weekends, people camp in the forest, and oh my God, Carol, the stuff they leave behind them. Do you know, they've carried it in. It's lighter when they're leaving. They could bring it back. And not only that, so say we're going wild swimming. That's a really good thing to do nowadays, and people want to embrace that. I don't know if you do any swimming, Carol.
I don't. Me and water, that wouldn't be the best friend. Yeah. But I have a lot of time and really admire people who do. And I understand it's a fabulous thing to do for yourself.
Yes. Yeah, I say even if you're not a great swimmer, and I'm not, it's fun even to take your shoes off and walk in the cold water.
That's true.
We can all just about manage that. But like on the way off the beach, can we all pick up one or two little pieces of plastic and make the beach a little bit better? And imagine everybody did that, that went to the beach. So that's, I guess, what Love This Place is about. It's about doing our bit, and sometimes a tiny little bit more, to protect the outdoors and to leave the place at least as good as we found it, or maybe better.
And it's a wonderful thing to teach your kids as well, to teach them that responsibility when they're out, because they'll learn that, and then they'll bring that home and they will adopt the same approach, you know, at home and at school and wherever they are.
That's exactly it. And kids are super smart, and sometimes it's the other way around, Carol. They're learning that in school and coming home and teaching
us absolutely. Old
fogies what we should be doing, and there's no harm in that at all. And leaving the outdoors as you find it is equally as important. We see people walking nowadays, and there's a new kind of trend of making little stone piles.
We've seen these little stone cairns.
So that's often not a very good thing to do. Sometimes those cairns or the stones they're taking might be off an old archaeological monument or something. Or in certain trails, there's little markers that are left there that people navigate by as well. So again, it's not a big thing, but it's a nice thing to leave.
So leave it as you find it. Unless somebody's left their mess there, and maybe actually you could take a little bit of responsibility and maybe bring it with you.
So that's, I guess, in a nutshell, what the campaign is about. It's encouraging people to get in the outdoors. So we want people to get up and go out, even your local park, if you're near a beach. Your forests are wonderful, wonderful places, particularly this time of year.
Oxygen that you're breathing
in. You've got all that lovely air, exactly. So trees are absorbing carbon dioxide, the main gas causing climate change, converting it into wood and releasing pure oxygen. So take a deep breath when you're near a tree. It's literally cleaning the air you breathe. And equally with trees, there's little chemicals in trees' needles and leaves that they release that protects them from like fungi and things that make us feel better. So a walk in nature, and especially a walk with the trees, will make you not only feel physically better, but it relieves stress, help with your mental health a little bit.
I can absolutely vouch for that. There's like a magic, isn't there?
There is, yeah, exactly.
Forest.
So take your time, breathe deeply, listen, smell, touch, and most importantly, leave no trace. So we hope with the campaign, keep an eye on social media. There's kind of fun events and there'll be fun messages trying to engage with people in a different way. You don't want to come across all preachy saying thou shalt not and thou must, but could we not be a little bit better than we are? Leave it in exactly as it is, or maybe better for the next generation, or even for yourself the next weekend. So that's really the message. Get out in the outdoors, enjoy yourself, take a walk on the beach, take a walk with nature. I would say always take a walk in the forest. The nearest forest to here are the Dublin Mountains Forest. They are
beautiful.
A fantastic place to visit. Quilts are undergoing a transformation. We're changing them largely. They were planted in the 50s and 60s, largely to produce wood. So we're slowly transforming them from wood-producing forests to forests for nature and people, gradually transforming the wood-producing trees to native tree species to benefit biodiversity and for recreation and people. So when you get up there, you'll see small areas where trees have been removed and been replanted, fences up to protect the trees from deer. So you can see forests at different stages, the signs at tell you what's happening. It's a very exciting place. And always, usually you'll find a coffee van somewhere. And what's nicer than a warm cup of coffee in the outdoors?
So. Absolutely. And a reminder too, this isn't just something, you know, particularly the Leave No Trace, Love This Place campaign. This isn't just particular to the summer months. I mean, this is 12 months a year. So even as we're heading towards autumn into winter, it's something to bring with you.
Exactly.
Like, it's ongoing.
Exactly. Yeah. As I always say, a walk in the forest, no two walks are ever the same. Even if you go on the same day at different times of the day, all year round and all day round is a good time to protect nature and protect the outdoors.
Absolutely. And Pat, is there a website, a Leave No Trace website
where people can go to? It's Leave No Trace Ireland, and then you'll see the Love This Place campaign, and there's a few simple hints and nice kind of cool things we can do. So all our forests are open to the public to walk, and everyone is welcome to come. And we'd ask them to stick by those lovely Leave No Trace principles.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, lovely. It was such a pleasure to chat with you, Pat.
Oh, likewise, Carol.
Thank you very much for taking the time to come and talk with us.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Pat Neville, Communications Manager at Quilcha, and once again, it is the leavenotraceireland.org and quilcha.ie if you want more information. Pat, thank you very much.
Thank you, Carol.
If you're just joining us, good morning. I'm Carol Dooley and this is Ours to Protect, our monthly series on climate change and climate action. And as Pat so rightly said there, if we educate our children on how to take care of the environment, well, that can only have a hugely positive impact on so many different levels. And as it's now back to school time, shortly we'll hear from Patrick Jackson, the man behind Picker Pals, a free programme for primary school children focused on environmental stewardship, learning and fun.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Heading off to college? At Harvey Norman, get all the tech you need for the new term. Save €300 on the Lenovo IdeaPad Slim 3 laptop. Get smooth performance for demanding assignments with its AMD Ryzen 7 processor. Was €1099, now €799. Or save €300 on the Samsung Galaxy Book 4 Edge laptop with Snapdragon X1 processor for fast AI and effortless multitasking. Was €999, now €699. Shop in-store or online. Harvey Norman, off to college.
Sunshine at the weekend.
Brought to you by Proven Biotics Fit for School. Tasty strawberry chewable tablets shown to reduce kids' absenteeism from school by up to 30%. Proven Biotics. Always read the label. Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Shortly, we'll be hearing from Patrick Jackson, the man behind Picker Pals, an initiative for primary schools whose mission is to raise a generation with new attitudes to the planet and to raise awareness of litter. Now, student voices and their concerns are very much a part of this series of Ours to Protect. And Sunshine's Jane McNamara spoke with local students about the role schools play in protecting the planet and whether they feel schools are doing enough.
As the new school year is getting underway, children are not just learning their usual subjects, they're also being taught about how to care for the world around them. From recycling to climate change, environmental lessons are now part of everyday classroom life. I asked students what they've learned in school about protecting the environment and if they think they've learned enough.
Just taught that the environment's getting damaged a lot by the people, and we need to do more to help with like global warming and all, like recycle more and stop littering and all.
Are you learning much about the environment in school, and what are you learning?
We learned a bit about global warming, like taking care of the earth and stuff, not littering and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we got taught that like basically that we need to be better at what we do, think more about when we throw stuff away and reuse most of, you know, plastic bottles that we get, or don't be throwing chewing gum on the ground. It may seem small, but it's actually, it can do a lot of damage. And don't be driving when you don't have to. Little things like that can make a big difference to how we're damaging.
And do you think that you spent enough time learning about that stuff in school?
I think we could do a little bit more, but we do a little bit, but I think it could be a good bit more.
And like saving like electricity and stuff, turning off like the lights when you're like not using it and stuff.
Yeah. Protect sea life and stuff, we learned a bit about that.
In school, have you learned much about the environment or how to protect the environment? What are they telling you in school?
Oh, tricky. Well, they have Green School put up sort of notice boards around the school and talk to
and
us.
Bins to get the bottle return money and donate it to like our sister schools.
Well, they did a program about water, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Where they did to raise awareness about like water and saving water. They carried like 5 litres of water to, I'm not sure where it was. It was 5K, I think. Uh-huh. That was Green Schools, and they came around. They talked to us about it to raise awareness.
Do you think that they focus enough on the environment in school?
To be honest, probably not. Yeah. Like, there's no specific classes about it or teaching about like the greater ways that we can do stuff, more just how small things we do can help.
Right. And does your school recycle?
Yeah, definitely. They have bins for it and everything. They're always telling us to. So
we do things in school about if we see something, pick it up and put it in the bin after break. Or, but I'm in Irish school, so we have like a teacher that does a lot about environment and
that type of stuff.
That's very good. Do you want to say something in Irish then?
Nacher rudi plastuk erant olav. Don't put plastic stuff on the ground.
What's clear from listening to these young people is that there is a real appetite to learn. They're curious, engaged, and they want to understand how their actions can contribute to a cleaner environment.
Sunshine's Jane McNamara. Well, earlier this week, I spoke with Patrick Jackson, the man behind Picker Pals, which is a free programme for primary schools. And the mission is to educate children about how to take better care of the planet. And I have to say, he was very resplendent in a Picker Pals crown, which you can see for yourself on the Sunshine website. And I began our chat by first asking him to give us an overview of what Picker Pals really is all about.
Well, Picker Pals is a fun environmental programme for primary school kids, particularly age 6 to 9. And we get them out litter picking with their families. We give them the equipment and we have this whole story world about fun characters that go out and save the world. So we're encouraging children to look after their local areas. It started in Howth, where I live, and I was out walking my dog and I came across a seagull caught up in fishing line, and it was a horrible sight and it was flapping around trying to fly. I freed the seagull and the seagull flew off. It gave me a big peck on the finger, be careful everyone, and then it flew off into the sky and then it flew around and it came right back by me and it said, "Patrick, do something about the litter." Like that. That's what I tell the kids, and they all believe it. The next day, I went down to the same place, and there on the ground was a picker-upper that a Fingal County Council guy, I think, had probably left behind. And so I started litter picking, and I got completely into litter picking. So that's really where it started, just looking after my own little patch where I used to go for a walk every day.
And were you always environmentally conscious then?
Well, I've always liked nature and I've always liked being outside and I've always appreciated nature. And my family, shout out to my mum, who's a big anti-litter fanatic. So we've, I guess it's sort of in the blood. And I do like nature and I'm very upset really by the way that nature is being treated. And I think we can all do something about it.
Absolutely. So that's your mission now, to do your bit with the help of the primary school children and their families to better protect the planet. So when you decided that this was something you wanted to do, what was the next step for you?
Well, the first thing I thought was, okay, I was actually an author of educational materials for primary schools anyway. And I thought, is there a way that I can combine publishing with action for making the world a better place? So I asked my mum, who's 91 years old now, I said, could you make us a bag? And we're going to put in some litter picking tools. And she made a bag out of the old leg of my trousers. And we brought that down to the local school. And we said, can you give this to a different child each week? So the way it works is that a different child, like the kind of teddy bear project, sometimes some schools have a project where a different child takes home the teddy bear. Well, this is like a useful version of that. So they take home the picker pack, and you can see one there in the studio.
Indeed.
Carol, that's picker pack number 5,500. So from the one pack that my mum made, and then we just went on from there, and it was very popular with the first school and it's been popular with all the rest of them.
Okay, so this pack, what is in the pack, first of all?
Well, there are two litter picking tools, a adult and a child one, a bigger and a smaller one, and two high-vis vests, adult and child, two pairs of gloves, adult and child. There's a safety information card, and they also get some bags to put the rubbish in that they pick up. So that's, it's as you can see, it's a colourful little rucksack that they get very competitive about. So each one of the children in the class always wants to be the one to be chosen to take home the pack. And I think this is part of the sort of secret sauce of Picker Pals, is that there's only one pack in the class and it's a kind of, you know, they all want to take it home. So kids of that age, they spend their whole lives being told what to do. And for them, they love the opportunity to say, okay, come on, we're going out now. Come on, we've got the picker pack. And they become the leader, and that's really important. And then when they bring the pack back and they've done the litter pick, they fill in a little report which says, I went, where did they go? I went to the green, or I went to the beach, or I went to the park. What did you pick up? Bottles and cans and cigarette butts and whatever. And who did you go with? I went with my mum or uncle or an adult.
Whoever, yeah.
In their family or in their lives. And then they draw a little picture of them. And so that's really important for them to create an image of themselves as people who can do something to make the world better.
Yeah, so it gives them a great sense of achievement as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, yeah. And then they get all the sort of slap on the back from their friends, yeah. and everyone, and they love telling the stories of it. And yeah, I think it's a kind of, I think it's called a positive feedback loop.
Mm-hmm. How long do they take the pack for?
Well, usually the weekend, and some schools organise it differently. They might take it out during the week or whatever suits the classroom.
Actually, it's a very simple idea, really, isn't it?
Of course,
but
yeah.
The effectiveness is in its simplicity.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and it's in, and that is why it works for teachers as well, because the teachers don't have to do much in the way of admin or anything like that. They've really just got to get the permission slips from the parents. They've got to just give the pack out, and then the families themselves. And teachers like it because they're making a bridge with the families as well. So, and the families like it because many of them, you know, I mean, if you have kids that age, you often don't, you know, it's kind of, you're short of ideas of things to do. So this is a new activity for most of them that they enjoy, and they all come back and they say, wow, we didn't know litter picking was so much
yeah.
fun.
And of course, the thing is that what it might do as well is encourage the children and the adults in the family when they're out again, even if yes. they don't have a pack, that if they see litter, they'll just pick it up and put it in the bin or maybe
well, that's
home.
What we're trying to do is we're really raising awareness and we're changing the behaviour, and we're hoping that that will have a long-term effect. And if we create a generation, because now we're in 72% of the primary schools.
How did you manage that? Was it, you started with one and then it was word of mouth and it was like the ripple effect, or did you literally go around all the schools and make a presentation to them?
Well, the first thing, and I always tell this to the kids in the class, is if you have an idea, you know, it's like a little seedling, and you ask for help. So we asked, the first people we asked was a local estate agent who gave us some money to do 10 schools. And then we asked Fingal County Council, they gave us enough to do 10 schools. Then we asked Dublin City, and you know, bit by bit, and we asked more and more people. And now we're funded by central government, Department of the Environment, we're funded by Department of Education, and now 29 out of 31 local authorities support Pick-Up Pals.
It's incredible. I mean, more power to you, I have to say. How many of you are working on your team then?
Oh, there's lots of Pick-Up Pals. Big shout out to Gary, who's the school liaison in Ireland, and he's the most popular guy with the teachers, and Sandra, who's does all the nitty-gritty with the councils and everything. So, yeah, we have a very nice team. And it's actually, we're administered by an organisation which I'd like to mention called Voice. Fantastic organisation. And I would recommend anyone to look at their website, voiceireland.org. Now, they have all sorts of initiatives, and Pick-Up Pals is one of the initiatives that they help
and
with.
They're all environmental initiatives.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. They have six or seven great initiatives, and there's something for everyone with Voice, and they're a great organisation. So, unbelievably, we have sent, the number we're at now is over 300,000 people have done a Pick-Up Pals litter pick. So if you add up the kids themselves with the adult and a sibling sometimes. So it's a huge number of people in the whole country who've actually participated. We've never had any negative feedback, and we've just been overwhelmed with positive feedback. We do a teacher survey. 100% of the teachers always say they'd like to do it again. So really, I think it is, and it's in the simplicity of it, and I think it's just in the actual joy that people do get when they litter pick and they make a difference, and you see a place that's got litter and you spend a few minutes and you make it a place that doesn't have litter. And
absolutely.
It's a lovely activity before and after, and it's actually a gateway to a wider environmental consciousness. So, yeah, it's just been a lovely 6 years of positivity. The other thing to mention, I think, is that the program is free for the schools. So all they have to do is sign up. So if there's a, you know, if you're listening to this and you're a teacher, please do go to our website and sign up. Sign up now, we're running out of places. And if you're a parent who likes the sound of this and would like to get involved also, please do sign up or mention it to your school that your kids go to, and they can sign up. So we're looking for sign-ups at the beginning of the school year. So we're hoping to get into all the primary schools. So as I mentioned, we're up to 70%.
It's
so that
fantastic.
it leaves a few. We are looking at ways of tying in other other age groups, preschools and secondary schools, but we're really focusing on the primary age group. Now, we've developed a curriculum of other themes, environmental themes such as biodiversity and, you know, recycling and how to be a good visitor to places. Then in terms of expansion, well, we're actually starting in the UK now. They're pretty littered over there, I'm afraid.
Well, you're quite the champion for the environment, aren't you? You and your team.
Well, it's really the hundreds of thousands of other people that are doing all the work, so I'm quite...
But you introduced all that to them in the first place, so I have to say I will take my, my hat off to you and, well, if I had a lovely crown like yours, I'd take it off to you too, but
for
yeah,
your
well
listeners,
done.
Just to say the crown is actually made of things I picked up off the beach. So
Is it really?
It's beach debris.
Did you make it yourself?
I did, on my lonely evenings.
It's a colourful extravaganza, I have to say, on your head, but it actually does really suit you.
Thank you very much, Carly. You can wear it for a bit afterwards.
Thanks. Patrick Jackson, who is the founder of Picker Pals, and the website, by the way, is pickerpalsworld.org if you would like to find out more information. And if there is a teacher or a school listening who would like to participate in this, they will get all the information on that website.
Absolutely, yes. And if they go to the school section, there's a sign-up page, and they can sign up their class for the coming school year.
Fabulous. It was an absolute joy and a pleasure. Congratulations to you and your team. It's a wonderful, wonderful initiative. And we look forward to, confirming that this programme is in every primary school in the country, because it well should be. Patrick Jackson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Patrick, who I spoke with earlier this week, and a reminder that Picker Pals is a free programme for primary schools. And that wraps up this edition of Hours to Protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. Thank you to my guests. If you would like to find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative, you'll find all the information you need on hourstoprotect.ie and on the Sunshine website too, sunshineradio.ie. And indeed, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you'll be able to listen back on the Sunshine website as well.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Man with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.